And I'm going to talk about this because I asked about the COVID experience. I'm looking at your painting, which you haven't completed yet, I guess.
Mm-mm.
And the man has a red scarf on, red hat, bandana, or a red scarf.
It's a red mask.
It's covering his face, his head too.
It came up from his neck like a turtleneck that he uses as his COVID mask.
All right.
But he pulled it up and put his glasses on, and I went, perfect.
Yeah.
And we were having dinner outside. My friend Craig Kallenberger.
Oh, you saw him do that?
Oh, he didn't during dinner. And I said, stop right there. Got my camera from my telephone and took pictures. We were eating outside with masks on with my best friends in the world.
Yeah, right.
All of us 5-6 feet apart.
And so that captured your imagination, and now you've
painted
that.
Well, what dominates our life at this point?
Yes, and how has it affected you, this COVID experience?
Well, it's interesting how it affects me, because when it started, I remember seeing an article on television that said, one of the few professions that won't be affected by the COVID are artists. And I thought, well, what a bizarre thing to say. And then I kind of thought about it, and I thought, I'm used to being at home every day. I've had studios, but for probably the last 35 years, I've painted at home. And I'm used to being at home. I'm just not used to seeing my neighbors at home. And I look out and I think, well, why aren't they at work? Well, they're not at work because their work's not working.
But has the COVID pandemic affected sales?
Now, I find that the oddest part of it. I've had a fantastic year.
Really? Maybe people have been set aside to be more thoughtful and think about these things?
I think people are stuck in their house. I think they're looking and thinking, I need something that I can appreciate. I can make my life richer if I'm going to be inside.
Yeah.
I've always liked being inside. It's just the truth of it.
Where were you born?
I was born in Claremore, Oklahoma.
Your mother's name?
Janelle Stallings Gordon.
What kind of a person was she? Describe her personality.
My mother was funny, smart, clever. She was an attractive woman. She had, she wanted 10 kids. She got 4. I said, 4 is enough, don't you think? I was the last. She was an artist. She was a housewife, and she painted.
So then you started getting art lessons at a very young age.
It's hard to explain, but the first time I got a pencil put in my hand, I just felt like I knew what to do with it. I could write, I could script write long before my age was supposed to. I knew what a pencil was.
You think that was 3 or 4 years old, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got a drawing in my living room of when I was 5 of our dog. She was a collie, and it looks just like her. I mean, it's just uncanny. I even look at it and I think, phew.
5 years old.
Mm-hmm. 5, 6.
Yeah.
Because she died when I was 6. That's why I can even time it. My mother fortunately saved the drawing. I have a couple of them from the early years.
So you recall then your mother being real supportive of that?
Well, my mother just made her studio available to me. I could go in and draw and paint anytime I wanted to. When I found out that I could do it, I did it a lot.
Can you imagine what joy you brought to her?
I did. I did, because we could talk about art.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad was a lawyer.
And what's his name?
Jackie Gordon.
Tell us
about Senior.
And what was he like as a lawyer and all?
Explain it to you this way. He was a captain in World War II in Germany. He came home. He had 4 boys and he thought it was a small platoon. It was interesting. It was interesting.
Did you have...
ate square meals. We ate with all hands, one hand in your lap, 2 feet on the floor, and speak when spoken to.
Did you have to make your bed in the hospital corners? And...
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, right. He had a roll call in the morning? And...
Well, my dad went to work at 4 a.m. every morning. 4 in the morning.
To a law firm?
To a law firm in Claremore. And he'd get all of his dictation done before 6 o'clock. Then he'd go have breakfast. He'd come back and go to work. He'd work until 4 and he'd quit. Quit every day at 4 o'clock and went fishing.
So did you become a fisherman too?
No, I hated it.
Did he try to make you a fisherman?
Yes. And I have a drawing from when I was 8. And I would sit in the front of the boat and draw. And my three brothers, would sit in the boat and fish. But I sat in the front where there was this little place that I could draw.
That's funny.
My father must have been horrified.
But he didn't indicate that.
Apparently. No. Supported me through everything.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he was still horrified.
Your brother's names, who are they?
My brother's names. My oldest brother is Jackie Gordon Jr. He is a prominent criminal attorney in Northeast Oklahoma. He is also now working in, he is retired and is working in the defender's office in Tulsa. And he's kind of teaching these new young kids how to go to court. Then there's my brother Mike, who's an Uber driver. And he lives in Broken Arrow. He has 2 kids, 2 grandkids. My brother Todd is in Boston, has been in Boston for the last 40 years, teaches at the New England Conservatory in the preparatory school, and he is a musician, trained concert pianist, and operatic tenor.
Wow. 2 artists in the same family?
The last 2.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And very...
And my mother played the church organ. So music and art was just part of our lives.
Yeah. Your father didn't have artistic bent?
Well, you know, weirdly enough, I can say that in my childhood, I remember my father teaching me how to do the alphabet during church that looked like it had been blown up with a bicycle pump. So he was clever, but he didn't paint or draw. But he showed me how to do that, and I can remember it to this day, that it was influential on me.
How else was he influential on you?
Well, when I was 16, he took me to court, and he had the rights of majority bestowed upon me. Rights of majority meant at 16, I was legally 21. And the reason he did it is because he had worked very hard, and he had a trust fund for his kids' education. That's all it was for. It was for education. But he got tired of dealing with all of us. So he took me to court and had the rights of majority bestowed on me so I could take care of the bank. I was legally old enough, and my brothers had to come to me if they wanted a car, a trip, tuition. They hated me.
Well, he saw something in you that you...
Well, I had a reasonable sense of...
Common sense.
Common sense. And I had had a checking account since I was 9 years old. In Claremore, that was funny.
Yeah.
But...
So then he taught you the business side of life.
Mm-hmm.
And in your world of arts and your business, you're the businessman.
I am.
I don't need to know, but are you the accountant? Do you take care of, you have an accountant probably.
I have an accountant.
But
I have an account. Oh my God!
You're very close to it.
I'm good at making money, and I'm good at spending money.
And your accountant lets you know when to stop spending.
Uh-huh. Oh no, I know. I know immediately.
Yeah. So anyway, it's interesting though that you're interested in business and art. That doesn't always happen.
This is my business.
Yeah, but somebody else could say, I don't want anything to do with that. I just want to paint.
I had my first show and sold my first painting when I was 12 years old. My dad, as a side business, as a side because he liked to build, he built a little strip shopping center in Claremore, and there was an office on the end of it. Really pretty office, white carpet, very nice. And before he rented it, I said, can I have that for a place to do a show? I want to have an exhibit. And he said, yeah, and so I had it for 2 weeks. This center, this little strip shopping center, was right across the street from the second Walmart in America. Anyway, I had this show of drawings and paintings and stuff kind of glued on the walls, basically, you know, taped up on the walls. And I sold my first painting for $60. Wow. 1964.
And you couldn't believe it, I suppose, that somebody
I believed it.
You knew?
Well, no, I didn't know, but I hoped. So I thought $60 for this painting of a clown seemed like a reasonable amount of money.
And how did you come up with $60?
I don't have a clue.
All right. So then you say, oh, this is what I want to do in life.
Well, the second she said, I'll take this one, and wrote me a check, I went, huh, well, if I can do this, sell this, I can sell anything that I make.
So that in that moment...
I knew right then.
It projected you.
But I knew it long before then. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any interest in anything else.
Yeah.